nice music, isn't it? Hello, this is Louis J. Buckley, conductor of the Metropolitan Wind Symphony, welcoming you to this podcast preview of our winter concert on Sunday afternoon, March 4th, 2012, at 2 o'clock. The program will take place in Lexington, Massachusetts, in Carey Hall at 1605 Massachusetts Avenue. This program, an ACB preview concert, will be in fact a preview of a very special concert we will be playing in April in Poughkeepsie, New York, for the annual convention of the Association of Concert Bands, ACB. As members of this prestigious organization, we're looking forward to the opportunity to strut our stuff to like-minded band musicians who know good performances when they hear them. Having said all that, we'll be playing some pieces on the Carey Hall program that aren't on the ACB program, including our first number, one of the great band works of the 20th century and a popular choice among members, Percy Grainger's Lincolnshire Posy. Grainger was a fascinating individual who thought, composed, and pretty much lived outside the box, decades before that phrase became part of our language. He loved exotic sounds and harmonies that freed him from the constraints of conventional notation. He created new sounds with already existing instruments. He created new instruments to make his sounds come to life. And he liked to use exotic instruments of the time. An interesting example of that is this excerpt from his Free Music No. 1 for four theremins, of all things. Grainger was also very interested in authentic folk music. In 1905 and 6, he went around England seeking out, recording, and writing down the output of people singing these folk songs. "These folk singers," he said, "were the kings and queens of song. No concert singer I have ever heard approached these rural warblers in variety of tone or individuality of style." From what he called these musical wildflowers that he picked in Lincolnshire, England, he created his magnificent work for wind band, Lincolnshire Posy. The theme for the ACB convention that we'll be playing in April will be Harmony on the Hudson. So James Kessler's beautiful Hudson River Rhapsody for solo oboe with winds was a natural pick for the program. It will be played by our extraordinarily talented principal oboist, Ilana Lawrence. Here's a small taste of that beautiful piece, taken from a performance by Ilana and the Metropolitan Wind Symphony some years ago. Although I was previously unaware of this piece, it represents the kind of serendipitous connection that seems to happen constantly in the small world of wind music, in that its composer, Jim Kessler, was one of my closest friends in college. I've enjoyed learning the piece and listening to Ilana play it beautifully in rehearsal. Next, we bring you one of the most exciting wind works I know, Frank Ticelli's remarkable Blue Shades. Based on jazz themes and colors, Blue Shades is truly written in shades of blue, from subtle hints contained in slightly blue chords in a relaxed swing feel, to an amazing soaring clarinet solo performed for you in this concert by our principal clarinetist, Marguerite Levin, to an out-and-out strip club blues. This is one of my very favorite band works. I conducted it in my 2006 audition concert with the Metropolitan Wind Symphony, and it is a tribute to the abilities of this fine group that they can perform it as it was meant to be played. This piece alone will be worth the trip to hear the concert. The first half of the program will close with another band classic, though this one is a transcription from an orchestral work, Paul Hindemith's famed Symphonic Metamorphosis on Themes by Carl Maria von Weber. In 1960, Hindemith asked his Yale University colleague, director of bands Keith Wilson, to transcribe the work for winds, which Wilson did to excellent effect. The march, in particular, immediately became a wind band staple. I'm programming it on this concert because the Metropolitan Wind Symphony performers play it so beautifully, finding every bit of the excitement built into it by a master composer. We'll open the second half of the concert with a delightful Spanish dance, Jules Massenet's Castillan, from his ballet music from Le Cid. Castillan is a whirling, spirited waltz urged ever faster by the insistent castanet sounds emanating from the percussion section. Toward the end of the piece, the triangle and tambourine join with the castanets in carrying the music to faster and faster bursts of frenetic speed until the whirling skirts and stamping boots of imaginary dancers almost become visible on the stage. In complete contrast, we will next turn to Eric Whitaker's gorgeous October. Now, we can read the calendar as well as you can. However, we're performing this because it is quite simply a beautiful piece of music, one that the members and I wanted to bring to the ACB audience. Although we played it for you just last year, I programmed it again because few pieces better represent the famous quote, "Music is what feelings sound like." Thank you. Finally, we will close with what will be the centerpiece of both the ACB concert and your Lexington program, George Gershwin's famed An American in Paris, transcribed brilliantly for concert band by Mari van Giels. There is little that needs be said either about Gershwin's contributions to American culture or about this wonderful masterwork. You already know both well. However, the version of An American in Paris we will bring to you is special. In the past, bands that wanted to play this great work had only a single choice, an adaptation by John Krantz. Though an excellent arrangement that is well representative of Krantz's always effective writing, you have probably heard this frequently performed offering yourselves, it is much abridged from the original composition. What makes our version special is that it is a true transcription, not an arrangement. It contains every note Gershwin wrote, from the taxi horns to the famed trumpet solo. Moreover, it isn't just a faithful transcription, but a masterful one in which van Giels captures not just the notes, but the spirit of the music. It's terrific writing that we'll enjoy playing at least as much as you'll enjoy hearing. As you might imagine, I programmed the ACB concert to show the Metropolitan Wind Symphony in its very best light. I hope you will also take advantage of this opportunity to hear them doing what they do best, playing great music wonderfully well. As usual, I'll give a pre-concert talk at 1:30, giving you the inside scoop on the music and suggesting some things for you to listen for in the different pieces. Again, this concert will be on Sunday afternoon, March 4th, 2012, at 2 o'clock in Lexington, Massachusetts, in Carey Hall, 1605 Massachusetts Avenue. Tickets are $18 for adults, $14 for seniors and students over age 18, and $6 for young people from 5 to 18. We invite you to learn more about the Metropolitan Wind Symphony by visiting our website at www.mws-boston.org. Thank you for listening. I hope you'll join us for the concert.